Yes, Nancy, you are live. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Peace Alliance January call. I'm channeling Dan Kahn, who's actually on the line, but he's not feeling well, so we're going to save his voice and energy for later on in the call. So welcome to you all. I would love to take 1 minute I don't know if we can do this, Dan, but 1 minute for people just to say quickly who you are, where you're from. Can we do that, or is that too complex?
We can see there are now 15 folks on the call, so go ahead.
Okay.
Just
if you can unmute for 1 minute and just let people say who you are, where you're from, that's all.
Okay, everybody's unmuted.
Okay.
Hey, Judy Mill Valley.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Sarah San Diego.
Thank you.
Josh. No.
Hi, Josh.
David, Laura, Houston, Florida.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I guess we got... Thank you, Arizona. So I guess we got a little bit of a sense of who people are, and maybe during our community sharing we can pick up again and if you haven't gotten to identify yourself. I am the California State Coordinator. I'm also on the National Department of Peace Building team and just a general troublemaker in the Peace Alliance since 2004. So I thank Dan for trusting me with this call, and I'm sorry we're missing Obama's speech, but I want to send out some healing energy both to Dan and to our country. And I think we'll talk about some good things tonight on the call that might help us with all of that. Tonight we have a very special call with a board chair from both of our boards. We have Judy Kimmel and Terry Mason. Judy is the chairperson of the Peace Alliance, and Terry Mason is the new chairperson of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute. So we'll have a special message from Judy, and we'll hear from Terry. After Terry talks, we'll have a question and answer period. We'll have a special report about the Department of Peace Building Committee. Then we'll go on to talk about our actions for January, and then we'll have a community sharing time. So all of you, as I understand, should have gotten an action sheet for January in your mailbox, so you might have that ready for when we do the action period. Judy Kimmel, I've known since probably 2004 when I started with Peace Alliance. She's been involved with Peace Alliance in a million different capacities, but has been the chairperson of the board for several years now. How long, Judy, have you been the chairperson?
Actually, 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. 5 or 6
long
years.
Time flies by.
Yeah. And I'm lucky that I live in the same San Francisco Bay Area as Judy. And I just appreciate everything you've done for the Peace Alliance for all these years. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, Judy, to talk about your part.
Thanks, Nancy. Well, back at you. Nancy's an amazing woman, and I have been so privileged to know her for as long as I have. And as she mentioned, we've been through all sorts of things together, wearing all sorts of different hats in this organization and working elsewhere as well. I'm just totally excited and honored to be here tonight. It's been a privilege to work for the Peace Alliance in all these different capacities over the years, and I'm excited about continuing to do that. I think you all are aware. If you aren't aware, I guess this is my opportunity to let you know that we're in a very exciting transition period in the development of our organization. And just historically, a little background, as of probably mid-summer when we lost our executive director, Mary Taylor, who had been an interim executive director, she had a health issue and was needed to leave. We on the board decided this was an opportune time to kind of revisit our organization and see where we wanted to go next in terms of structure, in terms of where we were going, in terms of a vision, and also how we were going to get there and what we would do. And kind of out of that work, you're going to hear tonight a lot about a new organizational structure that we've endorsed, which is really going to be a governing council. And the purpose of doing this governing council is really to bring in our network more closely from all around the country and get people who have been supporters and new people who are passionate about peace to come on and help us really run the organization. And Terry will be telling you a lot about that after I finish. But what I did want to take the opportunity to do tonight was to update you a little bit on actual board actions. Nancy alluded to that a little earlier, and that is that our dear board chair of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute, Hart Phoenix, will be leaving us. She was chair of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute, and many of you on this call probably know her and have experienced her. She's an amazing woman and has been dedicated to this work of peace for her entire life. We were privileged to have her with us as our founder, along with Marianne Williamson, way back 13 years ago. And she has stayed in one capacity or another, but on the board. Her most recent title was chair of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute, but she served on both boards and just has been an inspiration and a visionary for this organization. And she is leaving, not leaving us, but leaving that position. And our dear Terry, who you will hear later, has been voted on to take her position on the Peace Alliance Educational Institute. I say that Hart's not leaving us because Hart is actually going to stay on as one of our advisory board members, which we're thrilled about. She has felt a pull to, some of you may also know and be familiar with the River Phoenix Center for Peace, and which she and her husband have created and been working on in Gainesville, Florida. And it's an amazing organization, and through the years we have showcased some of their work on some of our e-blasts. She has been pulled to work more deeply on that and focus more deeply on that. That bodes very well for community peace building and restorative justice, which is an area that is most dear to her heart. So she's going to continue with us, and we certainly work in partnership with her, but I just did want to take an opportunity tonight to acknowledge that and to just acknowledge her out more broadly in our network for the work and contribution she's made to this organization, which has been, essentially we would not be here without her. So we did want to say that and share that and let everyone know, and I wanted to just underline it, I guess. So that's why mostly I'm on the call tonight, although I'm willing to answer questions along with Terry later on. So with that said, and with a big heartfelt thanks to Hart out in the universe, I want to pass the baton over to Terry. Terry is a long-standing, and many of you know her as well, part of our organization, wearing multiple hats, everything from a district coordinator to the state coordinator, as Nancy is as well, of the state of California. She has been on the board for many years now and has served in multiple capacities on our boards. Most recently, before becoming chair of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute, she has been our corporate treasurer. She's an amazing woman, extremely talented, everything from musical background to a corporate consultant, and a deep and passionate, devoted disciple of our peace work. And she has done it for years, and she is articulate and refined and bright as a star. So I'm just always thrilled to be able to be around Terry, and I feel we're very fortunate to have her taking on the role of chair of the Peace Alliance Educational Institute and also taking a huge portion of this work we are doing to transfer to our governance council that she's going to be telling you about in just a few seconds. So I'm going to turn this call over to Terry. Thank you very much, and we'll try to answer all the questions you have. So Terry, you want to come on? I think you're on.
Yeah, I'm on. I don't know, can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. Judy, I'm humbled by that wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. As Judy alluded to a little bit before, I just want to go into a little bit further. As she shared and as has been shared in recent emails, the Peace Alliance is transitioning to a new organizational structure. Based on the results of the survey that we sent out in early December, we learned that our grassroots volunteer base is very strong and engaged, and within that group, there are many strong players active in the peace-building field. We also learned that our educational focus, meaning the monthly national calls and the speakers that we feature, and also the webinar series that we have produced, are both very much appreciated and very impactful. And we learned that our advocacy work is powerful, and our grassroots volunteers are dedicated to participating in the defined actions to make violence reduction and peace building a policy priority. With this information, we have decided to move forward with an untraditional organizational structure. We reached out broadly for those interested in holding specific areas within our overall mission and vision. The group will be called the Peace Alliance Leadership Council. This group will work with the overall strategy defined by the board, but each individual council member will have the freedom to be creative and drive how they will grow awareness, education, and advocacy in their area as part of the Peace Alliance. As we move towards the Leadership Council structure, one of our main goals is to broaden the grassroots engagement and involvement. In doing so, our focus will not be as strictly defined as it was for the action teams in the past. Our focus, rather, will be to expand more to the public at large, engaging people on many levels in the various areas of peace building and advocacy that may be of interest to them. These things are not changing. One, we will educate widely about programs that are working throughout the country in peace building and violence reduction. And two, we will investigate and advocate for policy and legislation that serves peace building and violence reduction. If you are part of an organized Peace Alliance action team, or if you are a leader of an action team, we encourage you to continue to meet together and participate as a team. There is much to be gained from the solidarity and support of a team, even if it is a small team. And even if you are a team of one, you are a mover and a shaker. If the meetings are virtual via phone due to geographic or time constraints, keep them going. We intend to have regular, organized monthly actions to take, as we have in the past. It may take a month or two to formalize the process in this new environment, but we will have them. We'll have much information to share. We will have updates and actions from the council members or endorsed by the board as a response to a request from an aligned organization to serve our overall mission and vision. As in the past, those that are not a part of an organized action team will be invited to participate in the actions as well. We will continue to share the action team locations on the website so that those who are interested in joining together may connect with the team leads and grow the teams locally. We'll also be increasing our social media activity and presence and invite participation in those ways. The Leadership Council reorganization is new and will evolve as time goes by. We've been processing the applications for these council seats and plan to make final decisions, which will be shared before the end of this month. We've received a tremendous response to this shift in governance. including multiple enthusiastic inquiries about participating on our various focuses. Consequently, the board is intensely excited by the possibilities and look forward to growing the organization with you and with the Leadership Council. I'm open to questions. I mean, this is a big change in how the organization is run, and if anybody has any questions, we'd love to hear about them.
Great. This is Dan, Dan Kahn, National Field Director. You can probably hear from my voice why it is that I've gratefully welcomed many other voices on this call. Thanks to you all. I probably feel better than I sound. Thank you. So anybody who has a question for Terry or Judy, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll call on you. So any question about this new phase, about the Peace Alliance activities, purpose, anything that Terry just shared or that Judy just shared, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will see it and call on you. There's one. Oh, it's Nancy. How convenient, you're already unmuted.
Oh, okay. Terry, would you mention for folks who don't know what the different areas of the council seats, the different council seats?
Sure. Let me pull something up so that I can speak to that without missing anything. Give me 1 second.
While she's pulling that up, I can tell folks that the council seats are mostly based around our 5 cornerstones. So if you're familiar with the 5 cornerstones of peace building, then the council positions will mostly sound pretty familiar.
Right. Shoot, give me 1 second. Here we go. Got it. Okay, so we have an administrative support seat, a field director, which is Dan. We have a Department of Peacebuilding seat, and that's filled by Nancy. And then the ones that we're in the process of filling, we have a Legislative Priorities Champion, a Fundraising Champion, Teaching Peace Cornerstone, the Humanizing Justice Systems Cornerstone, the Community Peacebuilding Cornerstone, Cultivating Personal Peace Cornerstone, Fostering International Peace Cornerstone, and we have a Social Media position.
Lori has filled Lori Draper in a lovely Alaska, bless her heart, is our executive administrator, and as Terry said, Dan is our tried and true field director, and we are hoping to get a social media person because we feel that that is our link to you all beyond national conference calls, and we feel that that's kind of the way the future. So beyond the 5 cornerstones, that was a position that we felt we really needed to have filled and have strong support in. Additionally, you know, we can't survive without the development and financial support, so we're strongly looking for in that area. I have to say just personally, and then Terry say it even more with more detail, that the response, as she said earlier, that we've gotten from our network throughout this country and internationally, we got, I believe, 5 or 6, no, more than that, 12, was it?
15.
Oh,
15.
15 people responding internationally that want to participate in the governance council. So, and the quality of the people that have responded has been quite outstanding. So we are, that's why I think I'm going to underline what Terry said about the board being excited about our new vision and prospect, because the people that are going to be championing these various areas and setting up committees in their areas are extremely well qualified. And so I'm really excited about the expansion potential that we have here to really reach out broadly and deeply in all these different various areas of peace building that are so necessary to really transform this planet and our country for sure.
I'll just tag on that. You're absolutely right, Judy. We've been reviewing the submissions from the people across the country and across the world. We did make a decision not to include anyone from outside of the United States initially in the council. A lot of it just for practical, logistical purposes, but the interest was astonishing. And from the across the country, the people that are actually being considered for these positions are rock stars. Every single one of them is doing tremendous work, and it's been humbling and exciting all at the same time.
Awesome. So we've got a couple of hands up. I'll go first to Deborah Walters. Go ahead, Deborah.
Oh, I didn't have my hand up. Sorry,
oh,
I didn't have a question. No,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Nice to hear your voice. That's all right. So I see another hand from Brandon Williams Craig. Go ahead, Brandon. Your mic is live.
Testing 1, 2. Can everybody hear me?
Again.
Yes.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi. It's lovely to be on the call. As the Leadership Council, assuming that all goes well and the various rock stars step up and do their part and everybody joins in, what would the next step look like as far as the strategic plan of the Peace Alliance is concerned? If the Leadership Council turns out to work really well, what would be the next step to take after that? Could you paint us a picture?
I can. A lot of that, to be honest, Brandon, will be driven by the council members themselves. It's going to be a very self-driven effort that they'll come up with. There will likely be webinar series that we'll be setting up. And within each area, each individual will have the opportunity to grow their own area and bring it up and elevate it into something that more of the public can learn about. Once we do that, then we can sort of define how we want to take that awareness and that growth forward. I mean, the webinar series is an obvious place where we will definitely move towards. But when it comes to anything on a more broad level strategically, a lot of it's going to come from those people who are on the council.
Great. Thanks very much.
Terry, I have a question I've been thinking about. How would the grassroots feed into this? How would they get information or ideas to the council?
Well, I mean, the grassroots will engage the same way they do now. They'll work through whatever avenues they do today in terms of contacting the Peace Alliance. They'll be receiving on the email blasts that we send out, only those email blasts may be coming from different members of the council instead of just one or two voices. We also, with social media expansion, we'll have other places for people to drop in and share things in various places involved in social media. If you're out doing an event for Seeds of Nonviolence, maybe we'll be able to upload a picture to Instagram or something like that. So we'll have different things like that will be made more available as we grow in that area. We're still focusing on having 1 million voices for peace. So one of the biggest things will just be to expand and grow our organization and reach more people. So encouraging every one of you to reach out to additional people to join the Peace Alliance and be a part of it, be a part of what we're doing. And, of course, always the advocacy work and finding legislation and advocating for the legislation that supports our mission.
Can I add a little bit, Terry? Oh, go ahead, Judy.
I was just going to add that we will have a formal announcement of the council members and contact information for them so that those who are on national calls or those who have a question in the area of, say, for example, teaching peace or some international peace issue, they'll know the person to contact that's heading that area and is also formulating a committee. So, I mean, there will be lots of ways that people can participate, but certainly everyone will know you know, in our what would traditionally be in another organization, a staff list. There will be a contact list on our website where you'll be able to see the members and be able to reach the members in the various different areas of our work.
We have another hand also, actually a couple of hands, I think. Stephanie Salter in Atlanta, go ahead, your mic is live.
Hi, she actually answered my question when she was answering the other question. So, and that was just to see how we would expand in the cities where the Peace Alliance doesn't have an action leader or committee, especially in some of these areas, you know, down south. So she kind of answered that with, you know, getting the Million Voices and just expanding where we are to try to get more people involved with the Peace Alliance. So she kind of answered my question already.
Thanks,
okay,
Stephanie.
Great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, just to underline that a little bit, I believe that each council member, especially the cornerstone council members, will have as part of their mission to be available, to be a point person for our national field on that particular topic. So that's going to be sort of a go-to person who's dedicated to that subject and will be available and trying to nourish our field with information and opportunities. Is that accurate, you think, Terry and Judy?
Yes, I do. Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Another hand I see raised is Peggy Hanna. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Dan and everybody. I'm just wondering about the student peace alliances. Are you going to still be working with them, and where do they fall, you know, under this new organization?
Really good question, Peggy. At the outset, we have not yet defined a seat for the Student Peace Alliance, but once we kind of get rolling, that's going to be one thing they're going to look at adding, because the Student Peace Alliance has been a little bit, you know, behind in terms of staying currently active for a little while now. We want to revive it and bring it up again, and I think once we get the council in place, then we'll probably add a seat in the council for the Student Peace Alliance and start to build that up as well.
It is tough to keep them going since the kids graduate and move on. But
they have that nasty habit of graduating, don't they?
Yes, isn't
that yeah. We need to get somebody lined up behind when we know somebody's gonna, you know, heading into their last year. We need to start to look for their backup and who's gonna come behind them and fill the spot. So we need to be a little more proactive about that.
I think it's just such a good thing on college campuses, so I really would like to see it, you know, nurtured. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
I want to make just add a comment about that because it made me think. In picking our council members and looking at potential new board members, we are very aware of wanting to have diversity, not only in you know, in all ways, meaning also having younger people and older people on the council, having younger people and older people on our boards, because clearly I think everyone of the older generation that is involved in the Peace Alliance is dramatically aware of the fact that the young people have so many of the answers. So that is not going to be dropped out, and we certainly support the Peace Alliance student chapters and want to continue that effort and not only do it through the Student Peace Alliance, but to have them youth and younger people in their 20s, 30-somethings being directly involved in responsible ways in our organization.
Appreciate that, Judy. So I'm not sure, Josh, is this your hand still raised from previously, or is this a question for now?
No, it's a new question.
Oh, great.
My question's about money. How does the new structure affect Peace Alliance's financial needs and fundraising strategy, and what are you looking at in terms of paid staffs, office, et cetera?
Well, we do have a seat on the council that will be dedicated to fundraising. So that is still and always in any nonprofit an area that needs attention. We do have a solid ongoing funding stream from donors, our regular monthly donors, which is our foundation, but we will need to increase that over time, over sooner than later to be more solvent. But we do see many areas where fundraising can be possible, and especially with the focus that we're building, there will be an awful lot of activity that will be going on, and that will be helpful in raising funds and gaining grants and gaining attention. Also, the social media focus will be building on fundraising in that way as well.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Okay. I currently see no new hands raised, so if you thought there was a long line question, you can go straight to the head of the line right now. If you press 1 on your keypad, you can potentially have your question addressed. Oh, there's one. David Gibson, go ahead. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to the way people in the grassroots are recruited. I assume up till now it's been mostly through the teams, but I was curious whether there was going to be some sort of focused recruitment effort to get more people involved to build the number.
Well, the action teams have been one way. We've engaged people in the past. We've also previously organized by congressional district in various different ways. We draw people to us based on the information that we share, and not only on the educational side, and when we share information about programs that are doing work in the country and in the world, that brings in people. The webinar series that we've held in the past have brought in people that have never heard of the Peace Alliance before, but the webinar series is a subject that interests them, so they sign up. So we engage people from a lot of different avenues around the country, and we'll continue to do so.
That sounds great. Thanks.
I'd add to that we also partner with other organizations, the Shift Network and organizations like that, to reach out to broader networks. But I wasn't sure in your question, were you also addressing how we got people to apply for the jobs on the council?
No, that wasn't where I was going.
That wasn't of your question. Okay, great. No. I just wanted to make sure. But we did send out an email to invite people to participate and submit their bios for the different council member positions. That's how that happened.
Thanks, David. I see another question. Where did it go? There it is. I might pronounce this wrong. I'm sorry. Nadette? Nadette, your mic is open if you still have a question.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can now.
Okay, sweet. Hi. Well, my name is Nadette. You pronounced it right. And I'm in New York City, and I just recently kind of became aware of the Peace Alliance. And all that I'm hearing is, like, all really wonderful and great. And maybe this is sort of an off-topic, maybe something to be just brought up with Dan in the future, but looking to have some guidance in terms of being an action team leader for New York and what is really involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I am continuing to orient folks who are interested like you are. You can send me an email, dan@peacealliance.org, if you would.
I saw you
and
here.
We'll set up
yep.
a time to talk. Yeah, but if other people have a similar question, just to let you all know what's involved, we'll set up a time to talk, and we'll talk for about 45 minutes or an hour probably, and I'll get a sense of your interests and where you'd like to be moving with it. And I'll sort of brief you on Peace Alliance history and philosophy and what kind of structures and opportunities we offer to strengthen your organizing, your peace-building advocacy. And really a lot of it is where you want to go from there. So we're happy to help you grow your team and help you take on various challenges. So I look forward to talking with you or anybody that wants to contact me.
Perfect. I'll definitely be in touch with you. Thanks so much. And I also, I'm not going to be able to stay on the rest of the call, but that's my main focus, and I know I can get in touch with you, so that's great. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Cadette.
Okay, I think we have no current hands up, and it's probably a good time to transition. Over to you, Nancy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for your questions. I'm sure this is an evolving procedure, and we'll love to hear everybody's input as this all goes along. So thank you all. And thank you, Judy and Terry. This has been a big undertaking, so we appreciate it. I want to introduce Lori Draper, who is from Alaska, as Judy mentioned, and has been involved with Peace Alliance for a long, long time. She has an announcement, and then after that, I may have a couple of other announcements, but Lori, why don't you go ahead?
Thanks, Nancy. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to let everybody know, because I realize that this hasn't been shared very widely, at least with people I know. I'm a member of the Rotary Club, and Rotary has opportunities for fellowships called Peace Fellowships. And these are advanced degree programs, so master's degree programs, where Rotary would pay the entire tuition, room and board, and transportation to receive a master's degree in peace studies and conflict resolution at one of the six Rotary Peace Centers around the world. And then there are 50 awards for that program every year. And then in addition to that, there are 50 certificate programs for people who are already working in peace building fields to go to one of these peace centers and receive a peace studies certificate. So I just wanted to throw that out there briefly. There's a lot more to it, a lot of qualifications, but kind of exciting to be able to be a part of that. And in our district, I am on the selection committee for for choosing our Peace Fellow. So if you are interested in, or know somebody you think that might be interested in this, you can email me at lori@peacealliance.org. And I can give you further information and direct you toward an application.
Thank you, Lori. That sounds like a great opportunity. Very exciting, really.
And I've heard, I've heard some of the Peace Fellows, after they have gone on and gone to work in the field, come back and speak at our Rotary conferences, and they're just so inspiring. It's a wonderful program. It's only been around since 2002, so it's not, you know, super old. One of the quick things I'll add is that you cannot. One of the qualifications or the rule is that you can't study in the country where you live. You need to study abroad. So people from abroad study at Duke University in the United States, but if you're from the United States, you go abroad to study.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting us know about that. We have several announcements, but I'm not sure if they come in during the action part or what. So maybe we'll put them in the action part. We have several events that are coming up, and they'll be tied in with the actions that we're doing. So I will go ahead and do the Department of Peace Building Committee update. As a lot of you know, the season for nonviolence is coming up. It starts at the end of this month, January 30th, and it goes until March 4th. It's a season when we on our national committee use that as a time to observe and commemorate and celebrate nonviolence by trying to get more co-sponsors on the Department of Peacebuilding legislation. This year, Barbara Lee will be reintroducing that legislation. We don't know exactly when yet. It'll probably be February, maybe March, probably when the number 1111 comes back up So it's a little iffy when that happens. But in the meantime, we have a small group of people who are focusing on the 34 remaining co-sponsors, the 34 people who were co-sponsors last year during the last Congress and who have returned to Congress. So our first action is try to get them on as initial co-sponsors. And to do this, like I said, we have a small group who's focusing on those, contacting those people in a really intense way. The second thing we're doing is we have two people from Washington, D.C., who will be hand-delivering our letters to them. And this is something we did last year. It kind of reinforces what we're doing. The third thing is probably during February, our national action, I think, will be an e-blast going out encouraging all of you to contact your members of Congress and asking them to sign on as co-sponsors. So after that, after the season for nonviolence, then we'll assess where we're at and decide what group to focus on next after that. So this is kind of an ongoing process. Second thing on, it's actually on Martin Luther King Day. Next Monday, we have a national Department of Peacebuilding campaign call. And if any of you are interested in being a part of that and you're not already signed up for that, please write to me. So it's nancy@peacealliance.org, and we'll put you on the email list to receive that information. And then just in the broad plan for 2017, we'll also be participating along with, I'm sure Peace Alliance will do this too, the Mother's Day Peace of the Pie actions. And we plan to go to Washington, D.C. probably around International Day of Peace, which would be September, mid-September, to do some lobbying for the Department of Peacebuilding bill, and who knows what else we'll have on the plate by then. But if you're interested in that, please hook in or let us know through our Department of Peacebuilding campaign calls. And if there's anything I'm forgetting, and people can bring it up during the community sharing part, but that's the gist of what we're up to right now. So I think this is a good time to transition to the ailing Dan and do our discussion about our training and our actions for this for January. So if you have your action sheets, pull those out, and I'll turn it over to you, Dan.
Thanks, Nancy. And I saw a couple of hands went up over the last 5 minutes or so. So if you have questions for Nancy or Lori about anything that came up, maybe if you could just hold those until the community sharing period, which will be in about 6 or 7 minutes. And I put all those hands down so I wouldn't get them confused with the previous hands. So if you have a question or want to share a little later on, you'll have to press 1 again. Okay, so everyone who registered for this call until about a half hour before the call should have received an action sheet in your email from me. And this is an unusual action sheet. Go ahead and please check your email if it's convenient, if you haven't already, to get that sheet and open the attachment. It's unusual because we really have offered a smorgasbord of actions for January, from really internal processes to really big, large group outwardly focused activities. What I would love to know is if anybody is willing to do some reading aloud, if you have the action sheet in front of you and you're willing to do a little bit of reading, partly to spare my voice and also because I think it's nice for folks to hear from each other. So if you have the action sheet handy and you're willing to read a little bit, please press 1 on your keypad and I'll call on you. You don't have to do it out of pity. I'll be okay. Okay. How about Leona? Leona Evans, your mic is
yes.
Live. Can you? Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for volunteering. So would you read from the top and read that whole first action for us?
Sure. January 2017, Peace Alliance Actions, Meditative Writing About Martin Luther King Inauguration and Peace Building. Number one, choose a particular quote or passage written by Martin Luther King and read it at least once. Easy to Google various lists of quotes. Two, spend some time, perhaps just a few minutes, quietly contemplating that quote and thinking about how it might connect with the current political climate and peace building. Three, allow yourself at least 20 minutes of free writing, expressing anything you wish about this topic. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, would you read the optional part? So well, let me just make a comment.
Sure.
So far, it's all been very kind of, again, inwardly, personally focused. But if people will go ahead and spend this time, I wanted to open the door to share this a little bit more broadly than just in your own personal experience. So that's where the optional part comes in. Of course, it's all optional, but I want to encourage people to do the contemplation and the writing, even if they're not planning on sharing it. So will you read the second part for us?
Sure. Spend a little time polishing and editing what you wrote for clarity and organizational sense. Share some or all of what you wrote with others, however informally or formally, email, Facebook, op-ed. If you do decide to share something broadly, please also share it with the Peace Alliance via Facebook or email.
Hey,
be aware.
Let me ask you to pause. Sorry, thanks.
Sure.
I had a hard time with the margins. That's why the B is under the 6 instead of over to the left, but I just went ahead and shared it. Folks probably almost all know or all know that we're coming up on the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday, and it's coming up in about 8 days. And this is the time when people will be thinking about his life and talking about the connection between his life and modern politics. So if you do some heartfelt reflection and write about it, you know, it could be 6 or 7 paragraphs or 5 or 6, it might be the kind of thing that your local paper would print, reflections about Martin Luther King's life and how that translates to peace building and how it connects with our current political situation. So that's the first option that we sort of spelled out. And what I want to ask you to do, Leona, if you would, is just read the bold sections of the next, the B, C, D, E, and F.
Yes.
And if folks have questions, they can ask. Okay, thanks.
Of course. Be aware for when the Department of Peacebuilding legislation is dropped in Congress, likely in February. C, participate in activities in your area for Martin Luther King Day, January 16th. D, participate in the January 21st Women's March. E, participate in Marianne Williamson's Sister Grant event, February 2nd to 4th. And F, participate in local activities related to the season of nonviolence.
Wonderful. Thank you. One note, it's actually Sister Giant, but just so 98%.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
No problem. You said Sister Grant, but it's understandable.
Oh, well, there you go. Sorry about that. It's Sister
no problem,
Giant.
No. Sister Thank Giant,
you.
Yeah, sure. And then on the action sheet, there's more details about each of those things. Thank you, Leona. I think, you know, any combination of those things could obviously be a wonderful activity, and it's as always, up to you what resonates for you in your life and your activities and what's calling to you. I wonder, if Nancy or anyone else wants to reflect about any of the things that we just mentioned, or if anybody has questions about any of those things that we just covered.
I can make a comment. I would love to hear from everybody actually about each of those. I know there are Martin Luther King Day events all over the place. I personally know, like Oakland and San Diego and Atlanta. And I also know the women's marches are all over the place. I think we have at least 10 in California and the big one in D.C. So I know some of you may be going to those. the Sister Giant thing, you can go to DC, but you also can do that live streaming. So I'd love to hear that and any other ways you guys are participating in those things and Season for Nonviolence.
Great. Well, we are probably right after the time for community sharing, so that could be part of the community sharing. Does that sound good, Nancy?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. So, anybody who would like to share about any plans that you might have to participate or try out any of those things, anything that you're aware of locally or regionally that you're thinking of checking out, or any questions you have, go ahead and press 1, and we'll call on you. And while there's a couple of ones lighting up, while we're waiting for a couple more hands to go up, I'll just say when I was a member of a local field team in Gainesville, Florida, the medium-sized town, the annual Martin Luther King March and Rally was one of our biggest annual events as a local Peace Alliance team. And we had some of the most inspired and informative conversations and cross-pollination with other groups during that march, I think partly because of the spirit and attitude and political life of Dr. King feels so intimately connected with the mission and the work of the Peace Alliance that during that event, it's a time when it's like our language is being spoken. It's like when you can say, yeah, there are practical tools for building peace, for resolving conflict, for enhancing cooperation and bringing about the beloved community. And when the spirit of Dr. King is in the air, it really, really seems to connect. So that's part of why we like this time of year. Okay, now we've got a lot of hands up. And I'll go ahead and call in a few. How about Therese?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you're fine. Thanks.
Okay, hi. Yeah, it's Teresa. The meditative writing, I've been doing something like this online for quite a while now. I think that's a great idea. Do you want me to email some of these to you before sending them out to newspapers, and maybe you would like to, in that little blurb where I say, you know, Teresa is blah, blah, I could also include something about you and possibly bring more attention to the Peace Alliance?
Sure. Beautiful question, of course. Yeah, you're always welcome to say as part of, part of identifying yourself that you're a volunteer with the Peace Alliance. You can include the email, the web address, peacealliance.org. And anyone who would like me to take a look at what you're planning to write, just to give you any feedback, I'm always more than happy to do that. I love to write. I love to edit and coach people on their writing. So did that answer your question, Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love to see anything that you want to share. Okay. Sarah? Sarah Sue
Citalo? Hi. I wanted to thank you for putting together the webinar and including me, including us in this. It's something that I'd like to really focus on, and being able to be a part of it through the phone conversation tonight has been very, very nice. Made my evening very nice, and I hope that you all have a good evening as well. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sarah.
Where are you from, Sarah?
I'm in San Diego.
Okay, thank you.
You may hear from Nancy.
I'm going to be down there for Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, sounds good. Where are you going to be, Nancy?
I'm going to be at a breakfast in southeast San Diego, I believe, at one of the... one of the churches there. So.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just thought that I would contact a couple of my friends and participate in something here locally. So thank you for bringing it to all of our attention here. Thanks.
Terrific. Patty Latai?
Hi, this is Patty from Colorado. This is my first call, and I'm very excited and have great gratitude to everyone who's doing all this wonderful peace advocacy work. And I just wanted to actually follow up with Lori's information she shared on the Rotary Peace Fellowship, which is an amazing opportunity. And I think they're actually starting to take applications now. I actually am a Rotary Peace Fellow, and I was in Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok for 3 months 2 years ago in Thailand, and probably the most impactful and powerful experience that I've ever had in regards to my professional career, meeting so many amazing individual peace builders from, we had 22 of us in our class and from 14 different countries, and having that level of connection and maintaining that level of connection through social media has been something that's been such a blessing in my life.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that. I opened Lori's mic in case you wanted to say anything.
I'm so excited. I'm so glad you spoke up. It's great to hear someone else on this call has taken advantage of this and to reinforce what a wonderful program it is.
And if anyone has any questions or anything I can help or share or support their journey towards possibly being able to do something like this, I'd be happy to offer that.
Do you want to share a contact method on this call, or do you want to send it to me or Lori and be a conduit for that?
Sure. Or just simply, I would say email very quickly is Patty, P-A-T-T-Y, .nvc, as in nonviolent communication, at gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, back to Deborah. Deborah Walters, go ahead, hon.
Hi, Dan. I just wanted to say that I'm pretty excited about the new year. I got a group of ladies that are interested in joining my group, and one of them was in our Peace Alliance way back when we started it with Peggy Hanna years ago, and she's wanting to come back, and she's got some ladies that are interested in too, so I'm really excited about getting my group a little bit bigger than one. So it'll be more than one now.
Wonderful. Cool. Things are looking up in 2017.
Exactly.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, Deborah. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and David Gibson.
Hello again. So this is very good, well-timed piece that you sent out for some of the things we're doing down here in South Florida. So I'm actually involved with three different groups, so each of which I've been a co-founder of. One is called Peace, Justice, Sustainability Florida. The other is called the Black Lives Matter Alliance of Broward. And the third is called the Anti-Trump Action Committee, which is an ad hoc committee that has been organizing a lot of sort of street presence, nonviolent protests about the sort of policies and things that Trump has stated throughout his time running for president that we're very concerned about, a lot of the racism and, you know, sexism and all that. So it turns out we're already doing some events. We are setting up two, one on the 14th, Saturday, and then one on the 16th. We'll be participating in the Black Lives Matter Alliance in Broward. Their contingent will be marching in a Martin Luther King Day parade in Fort Lauderdale, so we're going to be very involved in turning people out for that. The Department of Peacebuilding legislation, as it turns out, we do a lot of lobbying down here, and I'm bringing this to my group to make this a priority piece of legislation that we'll work on moving forward. So we'll be looking for that. And then the January 21st Women's March, down here there's an event at Bayfront Park Auditorium. And the group that I mentioned before, the Anti-Trump Action Committee, is doing a rally and march on the 20th on Inauguration Day. And we're helping build the event the following day by turning people out for that, which is going to be more of a sort of a peace fair inside the auditorium. So we're very involved in supporting both those things. And then I want to go back up to the top of this, the writing assignment. As it turns out, our flyer for the talk on Saturday in Coral Springs, which features, by the way, Kevin Martin, the president of National Peace Action, It's entitled Building the Beloved Community in the Time of Oligarchy, the Relative Relevance of King and Gandhi versus Trump and Pence. And on the flyer, there's a quote that I particularly love from King's book, Stride Toward Freedom, which was published in 1958. And I'm going to use that quote to write the piece and get it out. It's the When Evil Men Plot, Good Men Must Plan quote. You may be familiar with it. And then the Season of Nonviolence fits right in with a lot of the other work we do. So I'm gonna take that to my group and see if we'll put something together around the 30th.
Awesome, that's great. It sounds like you really dialed into a lot of stuff that's right in line with what we're working on. So really glad to hear about that.
A lot of synergy.
Yeah. Terrific. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I'm happy to be. This is my second call, and I've been sort of calling you guys from a distance for a while, so I'm glad to be more involved.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I see that we're a minute past the top of the hour. We just have one more hand raised. Actually, there's two hands raised. Can I ask you each to keep it to like 10 seconds just to shout out what you're doing quickly? So that we can end close to on time, not really 10 seconds, maybe, 23 seconds. That's my request. So let's hear from Tony since we haven't heard from her yet, and then Stephanie, and then I'll give it back to Nancy. Tony, go ahead, you're live.
Happy New Year, Dan. Sorry to hear that
Happy
you're
New
under
Year,
the weather.
Thank you.
I will keep it as brief as possible.
We lost you. It didn't have to be that brief. Can you hear me, Nancy, Terry, Judy?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
But we lost Tony.
Awesome.
All right. Sorry, Tony. If you can hear us. Are you there, Tony? Okay. Well, we love you, Tony, and we look forward to hearing from you on other media. And now a few words from Stephanie before we go back to Nancy. Go ahead, Stephanie. You're live.
All right, can you guys hear me? I hope I don't get cut off.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just kidding. So Atlanta, you can't walk out your door without walking into MLK celebration. So we have events at the Center for Civil and Human Rights, the commemorative services at Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is that Monday morning. Father Michael Flegger, which is he's the senior pastor at the Faith Community of St. Sabina in Chicago, will be there. There are marches and rallies in Gwinnett County, Henry County. Morehouse College is having the event. So there's so many events. If anybody wants, information, you can link it. But, yeah, we're pretty much the capital of MLK Day here. And so I'll be running around crazy that day, needless to say. But all for the Peace Alliance, and hopefully I could be able to gather a lot more members and be able to share about the Peace Alliance at a lot of these events.
Wonderful, Stephanie. So great to have you with us. Amazing, as usual, to hear the great stuff that folks around the country are doing and interested in. So a pleasure to be here with you. I'll hand it over to Nancy for any final words, and then I'll open up the mic so everybody can say goodnight.
Okay, well, since it's approaching Martin Luther King Day, I think this quote embodies his idea of a beloved community. It's a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a Vietnamese Buddhist monk and poet and activist. He said, "It is possible that the next Buddha will not take the form of an individual. The next Buddha may take the form of a community practicing understanding and loving kindness, a community practicing mindful living. This may be the most important thing we can do for the earth." And
beautiful.
With that, I wanna thank you all so much and wish you good health, Dan. And as I said at the beginning, wish our country good health and healing. And
amen.
So thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Nancy. I'm going to open up everybody's mics in 3 seconds so you can say whatever you like. Thank you all for being with us, and a beautiful night to you all.
Thank you.
Good night.
And many
bye.
Good night.
Thank
you.
Many blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace out.
Night.